On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
In this bulletin, a new search launched for missing teen Colleen Walker-Craig. The Greens accuse the government of weakening environmental protections. And in sport, the Gold Coast's pursuit of Craig Bellamy as head coach for 2027 is over. With the latest from SBS News, I'm Sydney Lang. A new search has been launched for the remains of an Indigenous teenager more than 3 decades after her disappearance. Homicide Squad Commander Joe Dewey says the renewed effort in the Nambucca River is about making sure no stone is left unturned as they probe the suspected murder of Colleen Walker-Craig.
The area has been searched before, but it's just another search just to make sure it's done and we didn't miss anything the first time around. My investigators are meeting with the family in Bowraville. I think they would be pleased that we're doing something to continue the investigation.
Colleen was just 16 when she was last seen in Bowraville on the mid-north coast of New South Wales in September 1990, with her weighted down clothes later found in the river. Her 4-year-old cousin, Evelyn Greenup, and 16-year-old Clinton Speedy DeRoe also went missing from the town in late 1990, but it took years before detectives suspected the trio had met with foul play. The leader of the Greens has criticised the Albanese government's environmental reforms, arguing they are biased towards coal, gas and logging companies. Larissa Waters is calling for the government to seek community input, saying the reforms do not effectively protect nature or stop native forest logging.
It is an embarrassment that the Environment Minister would put forward this proposal when it does so little to protect nature and in fact weakens an already weak piece of legislation.
The Greens leader's remarks follow Environment Minister Murray Watt's decision to scrap a key mechanism that could block new coal and gas projects if they're deemed to cause severe environmental damage. The federal government faces a tough fight to get its proposed rewrite of the Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act over the line, with the Greens and the Coalition holding several reservations. Opposition leader Susan Lee has held out on confirming whether or not the Coalition will support Labor's revised superannuation taxation proposal. The Albanese government is scrapping a plan to tax unrealised capital gains and is now choosing to index the $3 million threshold where taxes on superannuation earnings are set to double. Ms Lee has criticised the government for changing their position on the issue too many times.
We've had so many different positions on this, from the Prime Minister, from the Treasurer, from various people in the government having their say. But what is very apparent is that this is a government that does not have any interest in serious tax reform or in reducing the tax burden on ordinary Australians.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says Canada is ready to resume trade talks with the United States after the US president halted talks over an anti-tariff advertisement issued by Ontario's provincial government. The advertisement featured former Republican President Ronald Reagan saying tariffs cause trade wars and economic disaster, which Mr. Trump called fraudulent before terminating trade talks. Mr. Carney has twice attempted to strike a deal for lower tariffs with the White House and has removed most of the retaliatory tariffs imposed by his predecessor on the US. Despite this, White House adviser Kevin Hassett says Mr. Trump remains frustrated with Canada.
I think the frustration has built up over time. I've been involved in some of these negotiations, and the Canadians have been very difficult to negotiate with. And you look at all the countries around the world that we've made deals with, and the fact that we're now negotiating with Mexico separately reveals that it's not just about one ad, that there's frustration that's built up.
To sport and in rugby league, Gold Coast's pursuit of Craig Bellamy as head coach for 2027 is officially over after the Melbourne great pushed back any decision on his future. Titans officials have now publicly confirmed Josh Hannay will remain in the role for the next 3 seasons. Gold Coast had left the door open for Bellamy to take over in 2027, with part of that understanding based on Bellamy's long-term plans to move to the Gold Coast once he finishes coaching the Storm. But Bellamy has now told the club he would not be making a decision soon. I'm Sydney Lang. This is SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.